We've all heard the phrase, taking the Lord's name in vain. How about a group that kills 300 people in this regard? What does it mean to act in the name of blank, fill in the blank with the name of a religion or deity? A phrase that I recall coming up with a few years ago in association with fundamentalist Christianity was WWJD, what would Jesus do? This simple adage was meant to guide Christians to think first about what the founder of their faith would do in a particular situation and then try to emulate that, all in the context of Jesus Christ as the perfect human, albeit also the Son of God. Although I'm not a particularly religious person myself, I do not deny that for many it is a solace and a source of inspiration. Besides, what harm can come from a community of believers who put their trust in the example of a leader who, even if he was not the son of the all-powerful, was probably a decent guy? It sure beats those who ask themselves WWHD, what would Hitler do? There are, of course, others who invoke a deity or revered figure to carry out acts that I'm pretty sure that Jesus and many others would disapprove of. Groups like Hindu extremists in India, Buddhist extremists in Myanmar, Jewish extremists in Israel, Islamist extremists in Iraq and Syria, amongst many other countries, and so on. These actors claim that torturing, raping, and killing is done in the name of, or at the behest of, their God. And then we have the odd phenomenon of the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, active at various periods in Uganda, Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Central African Republic. It was led by one Joseph Kony, who says that he is a spokesperson for God and a spirit medium. The LRA seeks to create a theocratic state ruled by the Ten Commandments. In order to get there, the LRA has engaged in a campaign of violence for decades that has included mass murder, mutilation, rape, child abduction, boys for soldiers and girls for cooks slash wives slash sex slaves, and destruction of homes and villages. Since 2008 alone, the LRA has killed more than 2,400 people and abducted more than 3,400, according to the U.S. State Department. On this day in 1995, the LRA entered the northern Ugandan town of Etiak, defeated the Ugandan army stationed there, and rounded up hundreds of men, women, students, and young children who were marched into the bush until they reached a river where they were separated into two groups according to their sex and their age. After being lectured for their alleged collaboration with the government, the LRA commander in charge ordered his soldiers to open fire three times on a group of about 300 civilian men and boys, as women and young children witnessed the horror. Before leaving, the youth were selectively rounded up and forced to join the LRA to serve as the next generation of combatants and sexual slaves. The LRA may be a group of loonies to some extent. A spiritual advisor named Alice Lacuena told soldiers to cover themselves in shea butter and often little else, believing that the butter made them bulletproof, and she stated that God would guide their bullets and would turn their rocks if they picked the right ones to throw into grenades. And on occasion, the LRA would sing religious songs before attacking and chant, and I'm not making this up, James Bond, James Bond, James Bond. But they are a nasty bunch of killers. The LRA says they are doing God's work. I wonder what would Jesus do if he came across these terrorists? One biblical verse stands out. Jesus wept.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.